It's time for TWiT. There's a big storm a-coming, and John C. Dvorak and Shannon Morse and Robert Scoble are here to talk about it. The big announcements this week from Apple and Microsoft, the big announcements next week from Google. It's all ahead on TWiT.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for This Week in Tech is provided by the new Winamp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android.
Video bandwidth for TWiT is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT, This Week in Tech, episode 377, recorded October 28th, 2012. When did I like a goat? This Week in Tech is brought to you by GoToMyPC from Citrix. GoToMyPC connects you directly to your Office Mac or PC from any other computer or your iPad or iPhone. Sign up for a 30-day free trial today at GoToMyPC.com. Use the promo code TWIT. And by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it, right from your desk. For our special offer, go to Stamps.com, click the microphone, and enter TWIT. And by FreshBooks. FreshBooks is a cloud accounting service for small businesses that saves time and gets you paid faster. Join over 5 million FreshBooks users and try the service free for 30 days of unlimited use at FreshBooks.com. Make sure you let them know you heard about it on TWIT. And by Audible.com. Sign up for the Platinum Plan and get two free books. Go to audible.com/twit2. And don't forget to get a copy of Brandon Sanderson's Legion absolutely free at audible.com/Sanderson. It's time for TWiT, This Week in Tech, the show that covers the tech news of the week. We bring in our brilliant analysts, and we chew and munch until we regurgitated and digested all the news, starting with John pre-chewed Dvorak. Hello, Johnny.
Hey there, everybody.
Hey, welcome. Giants, number one. He's got a big, fat foam finger.
I got the foam finger.
That's, I thought they were bigger than that.
No, this is about it. This is a classic.
Small
this is
foam
a
finger?
Classic foam finger.
Ah, the foam finger classic.
Yes.
As opposed to the foam finger two. We do have a World Series game. Game four is at this afternoon in about an hour and a half. So let's get the hell out of here. Let's get the show on the road. Hey, I'm so glad to welcome our next guest. Shannon Morse is here. You remember her from Hack 5, of course.
Yes.
And Snubs on Twitter.
Yes.
So
not
nice
with
to
two
see
B's.
You. One B.
Like Chad.
S-N-U-B-S.
Like Chad.
And our newest host on the TWiT Network. She's going to be on Before You Buy. I'm so glad to have you.
I am so happy to be here.
We really
I'm
feel
so
fortunate to have you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah, I'm excited. So one of the things we like to do with new hosts is get them on TWiT so they can be introduced to the grown-up audience.
Yeah, just throw me in the deep end.
Great to have you, Shannon.
Thanks.
She's doing a new show on security on this new Revision 3 Discovery YouTube channel.
Yeah, it just released. Huh. It's called youtube.com/techfeed, T-E-C-H-F-E-E-D. And we'll be doing a new show just about consumer security and how to keep yourself safe and how to understand what's going on the internet.
With that hacker, Darren Kitchen.
Yeah, that one hacker.
He's a hacker. That guy's a hacker. YouTube.com/techfeed. I shouldn't be promoting it because
it's on a different network.
Direct competition. You got Veronica. They've got Techzilla's on here, I presume. Hack 5 is on here.
Campaign season is
Annie Gauss. I don't know who she is. I don't think it's direct competition. But
yeah, it is.
All right, it's direct competition. And also with us, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately not in person, via Skype, Mr. Robert Scoble.
What's up?
Scobalizer, my old friend, with
Hello.
A nice blue mic. I like your blue mic.
I love it.
That's a nice mic.
It lets me sound
like
decent
Bob Dylan.
On TWiT.
That's what Bob Dylan uses to get those rich tones.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Baby bottle mic.
Baby awesome. Bottle. Yeah. So, golly, I don't know where to start today. There is so much that went on, and there is so much next week as well. Oh, look. The blue mic's taking a tour of the world.
Yeah. It's really called blue.
Ah, that's how he gets it free. Okay.
This is the ad portion of Robert Speed. Just keep doing that. That's all right. No, I gave them a free plug. They also make the Yeti, which a lot of podcasters use. It's a nice USB mic, yeah.
I have one of those, too, and I bought that one.
Yeah. Not that one? Not the one you're using?
I had one of those.
They sent me this.
It's a gimme mic? All right. What was I saying? Oh, what a week.
Lots of stuff.
Apple on Tuesday has its big announcement. We thought it was just going to be the iPad mini, which, by the way, I did not think they were going to. Were you surprised, Shannon, they call it the mini?
No.
No?
Not really.
Doesn't it like lend, like this is the iPad maxi then?
What else are they going to call it?
The mini pad?
iPad half?
Yeah, I guess you're right. And they own the mini trademark because they make the Mac mini. And they're capitalizing it the same way with the lowercase m. Is that a mini you got, Robert? No.
This is my Nexus 7. What are they going to call it? An iPad 8-inch or something?
Yeah. It's 7.9 inches. Yeah. Very much what we thought it was going to be. They did announce a new faster processor. Actually, the bigger shock was that they so quickly tossed the iPad third generation. The new iPad is now the no longer iPad. And the new iPad is now... It's very confusing. The fourth generation iPad has the 6X processor, much faster. And there were some people upset.
What does all that speed do for you on the iPad?
Well, because, you know what? I think it's true that they needed it because it's a Retina display and pushing all those pixels. The iPad 3 was a little slower than the iPad 2, right? So I think they did need. And when the iPhone 5 came out, it had a much faster processor, and they needed to add the speed, I think, to keep up with those pixels. That having been said, there were people upset, irate.
Yeah.
That Apple would dare to release a new iPad only 7 months into the 10-year
Heaven forbid.
You disagree?
Well, 7 months. I mean, they should be turning these upgrades up every six. I think there was there's laggards.
What's the alternative, Leo? Is it to go with Android where there's a new device every 3 weeks? I mean,
I agree. That's true. I was upset, and Sarah talked me down on our iPad Today show.
Were you on the ledge? Were you going to jump? Ledge.
I was upset. And, well, you know why? Because we had a contest where we gave away iPads, and we had to give away the old iPad because the new one, and it was embarrassing.
Oh, you were humiliated.
I might be doing that today. Am I giving away a... No, I'm not. An old iPad? Anybody want an old iPad? So, everybody raised their hands in the audience. I'll take it. So that's the point, is it isn't that much... I mean, there's not that much difference. It's faster, but there's not that much difference. However, I understand the upset, which is that Apple kind of made a promise. There is a tacit, it's not explicit, but a tacit promise. We will do a new iPhone every year and a new iPad every year and not more, right? Mm-hmm. So they broke their promise.
What is Scoble doing?
That's the lightning difference. Connector. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Yeah. Not looking forward to that adapter.
That's the difference. So you can go buy $20 of cords. Actually, I bought $60 of these little cords.
$200. I had to buy the connectors, the adapters, the cords, because I wanted to have them all. But you know what? This is just
such a first world problem.
Well, it is a first nerd problem, but it's also a temporary problem. And you know, we'll be saturated. Just we're saturated now with 30-pin cables. We'll be saturated with lightning cables in a year.
I have four of them already, so that's $80 worth of
cables.
They'll
be everywhere you go.
Yeah, they will.
They had to make that change, though. I mean, the 30-pin connector is 8-10 years old.
Yeah, they did. I mean, didn't they say it's a little bit faster and it changes a few things in the adapter itself?
That's actually the disappointment. It's not faster. We thought it might be faster.
Really?
It's USB 2. It's the same speed. But they did change
the
pins.
It's not 3.0?
No. It's not available.
Is that true?
That's disappointing.
Yeah, it's USB 2.
It is available.
Not available in an iPhone or an iPad.
It's available on the PC.
Yeah, because they're using an Ivy Bridge processor, a system on a chip that has support for iPad 3.
They don't have that on these things?
No, the A5, A6, they don't have that.
It's kind of lame.
That's disappointing.
But it could support it.
You know, the advantage of this over the micro USB is if you get home and you're drunk and it's dark.
It's going wrong.
You can stick this in either way. You can go that way or
stick it in where?
Either way into the hole, into the, you know, the port.
It's a lot easier to figure out.
No, I like that. And also micro USB is, besides being one way only, it's kind of funky, right? You feel like you're going to bend the connector. It's kind of, even
so
if you put
small.
It in right, it's so small. Yeah. So this is nicer in that respect. But I still wish it weren't proprietary. Mm-hmm. I have lots of micro USB.
I really wish they just changed it to micro USB because I have so many devices and connectors already. It's insane.
There's a reason, though, and we talked about it a little bit on Mac Break Weekly. I mean, there's technical reasons why they needed something that wasn't micro USB. They could only do what they want to do with a 9-pin connector. So
no, they could only control the ecosystem with their own proprietary chip in the cord so that they could control the licensing. There's micro USB right there. Yeah.
So yeah. Let's go one by one. First of all, the iPad. iPad
this
Mini.
Is the best gadget, by the way.
Yeah, okay.
What is that?
Stop it.
It's like one cable, one plug.
With every possible USB. Except you know what's not on there? A lightning connector.
The lightning connector, yeah.
The one thing you want is not on there because Apple owns it and won't license it. So let's start with the Mini. $329. Too much, too little, too late?
We already said it was too much.
It's a good price.
Yeah. You said it was too much.
Yeah, way too much.
What should it have been?
I'll buy it for Christmas.
You know what it should have been?
What?
$179. And I'll tell you why. Nice. Let's go over the theory. The reason is because they have, right now, they're inviting competition. They should pull one of the old Silicon Valley bits where they would just kind of lure competition in and then submarine them and just wipe them off the face of the earth. And they're not going to be able to do that at these prices. All they're doing is inviting more competition. This is not a good strategy.
The stock market already punished them for lowered margins.
No, the stock market punished them for overpricing this product. When they came out, you could watch the ticker. When they said 329, the stock started going down.
Not because their margins had dropped?
No.
And they gave a prediction that next quarter would be worse?
No, that we were talking about at the moment.
It was the price.
At the moment.
It was the
they
price.
They said that price. And Horowitz watches these things, and he watches the tickers. And he's saying when they say one thing and it goes down, then he makes a note. If they say something else, it goes up. And that is what happened.
Shannon, you thought it was a good price. I think it's a good price. Why?
Because everybody knows that Apple is a premium brand, and people are willing to pay a little bit more money
and
get that.
And it isn't that much more. It's $70 more than the comparable Nexus 7.
Yeah, it's the whole $70.
$70.
Somebody's going to look at that.
And you get a camera.
Everybody, just throw your money away.
No, but you get more. You get a camera.
We have a depressed economy.
But it's under that $500 that a lot of people cut off at. I know a lot of people cut off at $200 as well.
$199
would have been a great price point.
I think $299 might have been better than $320. $329 is weird. It's like, what's the $29? Why not $299?
It's like one of those Kindles I bought for like $129.
It's an example of Apple protecting its margins. Apple's been like that for a long time, that they care more about margins than anything else. And I think John's right. I think over the next 18 months, we're going to see a real shift in the marketplace where Apple is going to be seen as not the innovator and not the bleeding edge leader. And that's really dangerous for Apple.
Case in point.
Of course, he's holding up my Galaxy Note 2, which is $300 and a 2-year contract. I mean,
$29
more, you get an iPad Mini.
Now, of course, Apple's not hurting.
They
How many billions of dollars do they have in the bank? They have $115 billion, and sales are still going up.
Yeah, it's a shame Apple's doing so poorly with their overpriced products.
I'm just telling you, they're inviting a long-term disaster. This is not a good thing.
It's not a disaster. But
it's a disaster. You'll see. Give it 2 years.
Okay. I'm writing a book about these Google Glasses, Project Glass, and I'm really shifting my mentality around those. So I finally got a chance to play with them, and they're pretty damn impressive.
You're writing a book now. Are you NDA'd?
Do they actually work?
Yes, they do, and they're very impressive. Yes, I'm NDA'd. They asked us not to talk about.
And then how can you do a book?
Because the book comes out later.
The book will come out next year when you get to buy them.
Have you never written a book? Don't you understand how this works?
Does the NDA, when you finish the book, what if you finish the book next week? You have to just sit on the book?
Yes. Besides, who's going to buy a book on something you can't buy for 9 months?
And what they showed
this product. When do they come out? Can you say that?
Wait a minute.
No, developers.
They've showed this thing. Well, how could it be a secret?
Nobody got to wear it except for Gavin Newsom, the lieutenant governor, who had no idea what to do with it.
Even the people who have gotten to wear them have not gotten to see what they actually do. They get to take a picture or take a video and play back the picture in the video. They don't see what the actual UI lets you do.
But you, Robert Gazilovich Scoble, you have played with it.
Yeah.
And so what can it do?
I can't tell you.
Oh, just say one thing. Give us a hint.
That's such a tease.
Nobody Google watches this show. You can tell us.
Just say one little thing they won't get upset about.
Here's what to think about. If you try to hold a laser with your hand on a dot across the room, it's very hard to hold that dot. If you put that same laser on your glasses and try to hold that dot, you can hold it for hours. And that's how the UI works. You can just do little tiny micro shifts with your head to go through the UI, and think about what you would do with glasses. If I'm skiing, I want to see a heart rate.
Is it a heads up display?
Wait a minute. Let's get this straight.
It's like having a Nexus 7 glued to your head right here. That's sort of what it looks like.
Scoble.
Just happens to be seen.
If you're skiing, you're going, you're trying to avoid trees, you're going down at breakneck speeds, you want to know your heart rate?
If Sonny Bono had had this...
I want to know where my friends are. I want to know where the next run is, and I want to know the feet per second that I'm descending, and I want to know a little bit about the mountain. You know, tell me... if my friends want to meet me for a beer in 10 minutes.
I've wondered, looking at this, how does this work? Is it a heads up display, or you look over and look at a screen?
It's out of your it's not in your front, it's over here.
So you look to the left and you see a screen, and then you look forward.
And then you hit the tree.
So that's interesting. So it's not a heads up display. It's not projected on what you're looking at. It's over on the left side.
Not the one I've seen.
What about your peripheral vision though? I mean, are you going to walk into things to the left?
Is it going to be like texting?
So. Okay.
People are always falling over when they're texting.
It's far less dangerous than texting because you're still looking ahead at where you're supposed to be going. You're not looking down at a device and focusing on the device. It's a little different.
Well, I have to admit, everybody as they walking around is looking, everybody nowadays, nobody's looking at each other. You go to a restaurant, it's 180 people looking at looking like this at their hand.
It's terrible. Right? Yeah, it's a disgusting change in societal norms.
What's wrong with people?
I'm telling you.
You see that at the theater too, which is sad.
I went to see a concert, and in fact, I have pictures of the concert. All you see is phones because people aren't enjoying the concert. They're recording it for posterity or something.
I got to show you what I'm watching. I'm watching Twitter in real time while I'm talking on
the
show.
What, are you bored?
Right? Yeah.
Aren't we getting you enough attention?
No.
Look at Amazon's front page. Much more for much less. They compare the Kindle Fire HD to the iPad Mini. $199, 216 pixels per inch compared to 163. You can watch HD movies and TV, not on the Mini. Dual stereo speakers, which, by the way, sound like crap. Mono speaker on the iPad Mini. Ultra-fast MIMO Wi-Fi.
You're just going to slam the company? Is that all you're going to do today?
Slam which company?
Apple.
No, I'm slamming the Kindle Fire. It says it has terrible speakers. Have you heard the Fire HD?
No.
Yeah, there's two of them, but there's left and right.
Oh, that's disgusting.
It's double the crap.
Stunning HD display, 30% more pixels than the iPad Mini. Standard definition, lower. And look how much the price, $129 difference.
Well, that's a lot.
It's interesting because Apple did the same thing, didn't they? They whipped out a leading Android tablet, which is obviously a Nexus 7. And did the same kind of BS comparison where they said, well, it has more pixels. You know, they slanted the whole. I mean, it's so slanted.
Yeah.
Hmm. Never heard of such a thing.
I don't know.
What Apple should do is pull out all the weird long tail apps that are written for it and not for the Kindle Fire.
We have more fart apps than any platform made.
More enterprise apps. I mean,
same thing.
Pretty much.
But do they have an S Pen? The Galaxy Note 2 has 100% more S Pens than the next.
That's going to be lost.
No, because when you... Oh, we did this last time.
Yes, and what happened?
Nothing. So supposedly, when you walk away from it, it beeps at you.
Yeah.
Nothing happened.
No.
I was just trying to get to where I have to go out the door.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Because it locks behind
And while you're on Amazon, by the way, my son's first mystery book finally came out.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Hot Diggity Dead.
That's a good name.
Yeah, it's a very good name.
Did you help him with that?
No, he came up with it.
Wow. Is Diggity with two G's or one?
You just Google J.S. Dvorak, you'll find it on Amazon.
Hot Diggity Dead. It's a Turnbull mystery.
It's the name of the detective.
So this is the first in a series.
Yeah.
Look at this. $2.99 Kindle purchase.
$2.99 Kindle. Everyone should buy one so you don't have to keep paying.
I don't have to buy it. I can get it free because I'm a Prime member.
What?
Borrow for free on Kindle.
Oh, you get to borrow it. That's no good. He needs the money.
Okay, this raises a good story. The woman in Norway whose Kindle, account was canceled.
It's a good story.
She had a lot of books on her Kindle. She was buying them in the UK. Amazon said, your account is associated with another bad account. We're going to discontinue your account. And oh, by the way, you'll never be able to read your books again on any device. And don't try to make another account because we're watching you. And bye-bye. And she said, well, wait a minute. What account am I associated with? They said, we can't tell you that.
Right. No, it was all a bunch of canned bull crap.
Right. Yeah. They never gave her any satisfaction.
Well, she eventually
actually eventually did. But
yeah, but they didn't tell her why.
They would not tell her why.
Yeah.
But the point I'm making is, according to the terms of service, she never did own those books. She was borrowing them anyway. You don't buy books at Amazon. You lease them, right?
So you might as well just get them for free with your Prime account.
It's no different borrowing it for free from my Kindle. It says from my Kindle. Borrow for free from your Kindle.
What does that mean?
Well, I guess I have to get my Kindle and borrow it for free.
I don't know.
I won't borrow it. I will buy it.
That's what I like about you, Leo. Big spender.
I am a big spender. $2.99. It's all yours, J.S. Dvorak.
Yeah.
That's neat. You must be proud.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, not only that, but his scheme for doing all these different detectives and different storylines is actually quite good. And he's an amazing. He actually could teach this type of writing at college level. He's read everything.
Did he read that book that you told me to get on making a living as a writer?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
In fact, not only that, the Woodford books, he bought all of them.
Yeah.
That Woodford ever wrote.
That's neat.
And so he's got some crazy ones as Woodford was going nuts.
So it's Dvorak Publishing. You got to be so proud. This is so cool. Murder, fraud, dogfighting, arcane architecture, weird characters, and a plot twist you won't believe. Hey, can I read this book? Maybe do an audio version of the book for him?
Sure. You could probably do it.
Sure, I'd have time to do it.
Yeah. You could play the part as the mystery guy.
I'm Roland Turnbull.
The agent.
Oh, it's a dog mystery.
No, the guy...
He's a show dog judge.
He's a show dog judge who uses his same skills to to solve crime.
That.
Yeah, it's very funny.
Good for JS. That's so cool. It's not really you, is it, John?
No.
Okay.
I can't get the vinegar book finished. I was supposed to be... We were on a race to see who finishes the book.
He won. Hot diggity dead. That's great.
I gotta get this vinegar book done.
I am thrilled. And he's self-publishing, basically, by using Amazon. It's a Kindle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it'll probably go through
Crate Space. How's that going? Because I'm looking at doing that for our book. What was the problems of doing that?
Actually, pretty much nothing. It was pretty home-free, problem-free. The only real problem he's having was it took him a couple of days to get the formatting down because it looked like the right format, and then when you pushed it to Kindle and you looked at it, it was like, why is this cut here? And you have to go back and tweak
it.
Did
he write it in Word or what?
No, he wrote it on one of the public domain word processors.
Yeah.
How's that book on Windows 95, John, that you're doing? Is that
Windows? You know, the Windows 95, I've discovered they don't sell it anymore, so I had to can the project.
Oh, man, I hate it
really
when that
annoying.
Happens.
You know what you should do is just cross out the 95 and write 8.
Actually, that would be funny.
Shannon, are you you're a Mac user?
Somebody gave me this like a few days ago.
Oh, is this your company computer?
Yeah.
So you are a Windows user.
I'm a Windows and Linux person.
Yeah. And your phone is?
My phone is an iPhone.
An iPhone.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm like all over the place.
So I'm really curious what you think about the Windows RT Surface. We'll talk about that. Apple actually announced new Macs, which is kind of a shock. I didn't know they would do this, including one that I was sure was a fake. I'll talk about that in a moment. Continue on with This Week in Tech. Robert Scoble, the Scobalizer, is here. Rackspace.com. What's that? Is that a special gesture? That mean?
That's the Geek Gang sign, man.
Oh,
I don't know.
I'm not in this geek. Hey, are you in the new Silicon Valley reality show?
No.
Why not?
Because I'm not really enough.
You're not pretty enough. That's probably why. They hired actors from L.A.
I'm not having enough sex. I don't have any cocaine, you know.
I know. It's true.
On my desk.
That's totally like the real life.
I haven't, you know, shot anybody in the head. I haven't done anything crazy, so.
Yeah, the day's young.
Is that show on yet? Is that?
Yeah, I think one of them ran. I couldn't watch it.
I don't want to watch it, but I kind of want to see it.
You should.
I kind of do just because I live in this area.
But it's bogus. It's not real.
It's totally bogus, and they shot it all down in L.A. mostly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fake.
It's cable.
It's cable.
No, no, no. They
it's
have
a reality show. Of course it's fake.
I've been to the
mansion. See what he did there with that? That's good.
They have a mansion here in San Francisco. They filmed it in San Francisco. But,
did they?
You know, how many startups start in a mansion with a good view?
Actually, there is a mansion in Pacific Heights, a startup mansion. Don't you know about that? You've been there. You must have been there.
Yeah. You know, Instagram started at a picnic table in a warehouse in San Francisco.
But those bamboo iPad cases,
Yeah.
Started in a mansion on Pacific Heights. It's like somebody took over an old mansion, they divided it up, and they have lots of startups in there.
The Silicon Valley is getting nuts. I mean, Aaron Levy, who runs Box, and I were talking about this yesterday, that there's a Uber for private jets now. What the?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Don't say anything bad against them. They want to advertise on Twit.
God bless America. You know, let's go for a ride.
I said, do I get flights? They said, yes. I said,
what's
you're
this?
On.
Let's hear about this.
They haven't bought ads yet. Save it.
Now
we got to go on some trips.
Exactly.
Now I know.
Room for seven in those jets.
Uber for jets.
I want a Gulfstream. A G6.
Yeah. A G6 holds a lot.
Like a G6.
It holds like 10 people.
Oh, God, Leo.
I'm trying to be young like you young people. Shannon Morse is also here, our newest host at Before You Buy, and also John C. Dvorak, channeldvorak.com. Our show brought to you today by our friends at Citrix. They are probably the best known remote access company around because they invented it. They pretty much invented it. When Ed Iacobucci, back in the early days of Windows NT, put remote access in. He was working for IBM at the time. They'd lent him to Microsoft. Microsoft lent some engineers over to IBM to OS2, and they lent Ed to Microsoft to do the NT kernel. And he figured out, you know, hey, we could do great remote access. Microsoft ended up licensing it for RDP. But Citrix is still, in enterprise, is the number one remote access solution. It's absolutely dominant. But there is an easy way to do remote access as well from Citrix called GoToMyPC. Same great idea, but now you can use GoToMyPC on a Mac, on Windows, on an iPad, an iPhone. It even works on a Kindle Fire, on your Android device. It lets you access your office computer anywhere you can get online, pretty much anywhere. So here's the deal before you hit the road. Maybe, you know, you want to take Friday off. Maybe you want to take a little time off, a vacation. Maybe you just want to, you know, you need to be able to get to the work computer without driving into work. Go to my PC. Before you leave work, visit gotomypc.com. Click the try it free button. Use the promo code TWIT. Now hit the road. The apps are free for the iPhone, the iPad, for Android. Allows you to. That's the weirdest experience, to run a Windows machine from your iPhone. But it works so well, and it means that you can do things like Flash that you can't do on your iPhone or your iPad. So I want you to check it out. It's the missing link that turns your mobile device into your computer anywhere on the go. Visit gotomypc.com. There's a big orange Try It Free button. Click that and the promo code. See there, right there? The orange Try It Free button. The promo code on this is TWIT. Please use that so that... John C. Dvorak can feed his children tonight. He took some meat from my freezer.
Not yet.
The work freezer?
Dude. The work freezer.
Not cool.
No, no.
No, he
that's
I
not
asked
the
for
work
the meat.
Freezer, baby.
I asked,
here, we're going to explain something
to
you
for
here.
The meat.
There's meat in my freezer. It's a, that's a, somebody, a very kind listener, lives in Omaha, Nebraska.
And sent some Omaha steaks.
And sent some Omaha steaks.
So I glommed onto a box.
I know
you
what
may
we're
have.
Having for dinner.
Would you like some steak?
Totally.
Please. Take
you're not
going
to feel like I have anything to
don't
eat.
Don't take the ribeye.
Okay.
That's for me.
And I've got the filet already.
Girls like
filet.
What's your favorite steak?
Probably filet.
See? I don't know what that is. Well, it's just soft.
There's a buzz flying. There's a bug in here.
Buzz flying around?
Yeah.
It
buzz.
Likes you.
I don't know about that.
They know where the garbage is. That's all I can say.
Hey.
Hey.
We don't need this sort of
insult. So Apple announced a 13-inch Retina display MacBook Pro. I think that's exciting. Now, Zanna, what do you have?
I don't know. What did you guys give me?
That's Eileen's old computer. That's just an old computer.
It's a MacBook Pro.
I think we'll start buying the Retina, though, because I like the Retina. And the 13-inch Retina is great because you have a lot of high resolution on a 13-inch screen. Very thin. They announced, besides the iPad Mini and the MacBook Pro with Retina, they surprised people and they announced new Mac Minis and a new iMac, which I was absolutely convinced when I saw the original pictures, I was convinced that that was a fake rendering. 5 millimeters thick on the edge.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
You know what's interesting?
What?
The Surface. If you go to the... it's a task switcher. These programs are all like task switching.
Well, it's full screen, yeah. That's one thing. The tablet experience that I'm not sure I'm crazy about is very much full screen. Now, there is a desktop with windowing, but only Microsoft can use it and only for Office right now. But
so this is the old iMac.
Yeah, look how thick that is.
Compare it to the new one.
Look how thick that is.
Compare it to the new one.
I thought this new one was...
You don't have the new one? You got the new one?
No, no one has it yet. It won't be out till next month.
Oh, that's no
one. It's not out, first of all, and I just spent $4,000 on this one.
I'm bummed.
I don't have an unlimited gadget budget like the rest of you do.
Just sign an NDA, Robert. You can get anything.
I need to come and get a job at Twit so I can get a new gadget budget.
I actually am very interested in getting this because it's. But you know, there's a bulge. They don't show. This is. I wish they would take pictures of me like this, where they just show it side on and then you look really thin, because there's a very big bulge in the back.
Oh, they're cheating.
A little bit of cheating going on. But they have. Well, come on, John. They haven't figured out a way not to have technology. I mean, you got to have some computer in there. It's not a screen to the fourth dimension.
My iMac, I have the top of the line of the current generation, i7 processor, a lot of RAM, all that stuff.
Yeah.
And it gets really hot. Right now, it's hot to the touch. And if I start doing video encoding on Final Cut, it really gets hot. And I turn on my fan just because I'm scared of it melting. I mean, it gets so hot. I wonder if the new one gets hot. If they've solved some of the heat.
Yeah, it's a good question.
It's not a problem. Probably it's never crashed. It's never smelled bad or anything. Right. But, man, my poor little Logitech camera on the top of this thing is just, getting melted.
I have to think that Apple's not too committed to desktop computing. That this is kind of, they didn't announce a new Mac Pro.
A lot of people think they're bailing.
I have to think. They know where the money is. Most of their revenue, they announced $8.2 billion in profit this quarter. By the way, that's decent amount of money. Profit.
Yeah, no, that's good money.
And most of it, I don't know what percentage, but like 80% is mobile, is iPhones and iPads. It's not from the desktops. They're selling them.
Yeah, I think they're this is risky.
You think
so? It's not surprising. Sometimes I forget that they have those.
Let me hold up this RT.
This
thing?
Can
I borrow it?
Yeah.
There's nothing like having all this glass, man.
There you go.
Look at that. How many screens do you have?
I have a 65-inch TV up here watching the Dallas game, and
three monitors.
Robert, do you have like a pathological fear of being bored?
Yeah,
I think you do.
There's nothing like having three monitors. You know,
maybe if you drink less Snapple, you won't have such an urgent need to be entertained.
Well, the iMac only supports two Thunderbolt monitors, so I maxed it out.
So this is Microsoft Surface RT. That's another by the way, this has been a crazy week. So on that was Apple on Tuesday. Those are the announcements on Tuesday. And given what they announced last month and what they announced this month, they revved every single product in the Apple line, every single one except the Mac Pro, which they say they'll do in September of next year. That's amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is a huge product launch for Apple. Then on Thursday, Microsoft has a little party, and they now there's nothing we didn't know about this week, but on Friday, you could buy this. This is a Surface. This is the Windows RT tablet, and this is Microsoft Surface. You've seen all the ads in the World Series and everything about the click. I might as well do that, right? So there's two kinds of keyboards. This is the type keyboard. There's also a touch keyboard. These actually are movable. They're actually keys, right, John? I mean,
it's fine. It's okay. It's a little flimsy.
It buckles a little bit.
It's cheap.
But it does attach with a click like that, and you can shake and hold it. I mean, it's a pretty good magnet, right? John's grimacing.
It doesn't look like a good idea.
Well. But you're right. It's probably not a good idea. But
so we all the reviews were, the hardware is amazing, and Microsoft is back in the game, or whatever we said on those headlines that John gave us heck for. But they didn't show any killer apps on these things. I'm really shocked that they have 1,200 software evangelists. I used to be one that go around and work with software developers and bribe them basically to get them to build new apps. I mean, Rackspace is one of them. We built an app for Windows 8, and Bomber just doesn't show off any apps. And
but what's a killer app for you? What would be the app? I'll tell you what.
Things from looking at the stars with the sky map.
Doesn't do that.
The fire. Yeah.
iPad does
Flipboard.
That.
I love Flipboard.
Flipboard.
Microsoft
did make its own news tile, and they've hired 100 journalists to provide content for it. So, they're doing something. I'll tell you what the killer app is on this, and it really has to do with their audience, is Office. It comes with Office 2013. It comes with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. Doesn't come with Outlook. But it does come with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and it's the full versions, basically. You even launch to a desktop, which is identical to the, you know, it's a Windows desktop minus the start.
Do you have all the scripts on Excel? Because one thing that is holding
people. It does not have Visual Basic for apps or whatever the current macro
So people have built these really extensive spreadsheets, you know, i.e. the CFOs at companies still can't move to it until they get all that scripts, you know, that they built.
It's not for the CFO. It's for the CEO.
Yeah.
It's funny because our business, you know, Lisa, who runs the business, first thing she says, well, where's the numeric keypad? I don't use you can't use Excel without and, you know, you're doing a lot of number entry. You could use a USB keyboard, but it would kind of, eliminate the advantage
of the portability. Where can you put it on this thing?
It has a USB port, standard USB port.
Yeah, it does.
But I guess my point is that it's not just Apple that is moving away from desktops. This is very clearly, to me, this is the Windows 8 device, not the desktops. Yeah. This is what Microsoft wants to sell.
Good luck.
Well, Microsoft is trying to stop the bleeding. I mean, I was just on a plane, and literally every row had an iPad user. And the front of the plane had almost 90% iPad users, i.e. the rich people at the front of the plane.
Yeah.
I.e. the CEO has an iPad. You see this when you go to Salesforce, Dreamforce, or I just spoke at Berkeley's business school yesterday, and everybody has iPad. Nobody has Surface yet.
Because it just came out.
But I guess, you know, Microsoft is bleeding users to Apple, and this is clearly a way to stop the bleeding, stop people from moving over to iPad. And I think they have to make a bigger deal about the Surface.
But as John pointed out,
they're doing a great job, by the way. The ads on the World Series are for the first time in my life, Microsoft is doing advertising that's like, wow, that's pretty cool for him.
I agree with that.
Except that all it's advertising is that the magnet. I mean, it's an advertisement for
that one
a magnet click.
Oh, they really did a nice job with showing off the UI with the World Series popped into the UI.
Oh, I thought that was interesting. You're right. They've been buying that. That's crazy.
You know, it's really smart because right now every geek in Silicon Valley is watching the Giants.
They're spending 1.5 Instagrams on marketing this thing.
Yeah.
That's the new unit.
It's a good unit.
1.5 Instagram. Actually, Instagram, it turns out that Instagram, because of the drop in Facebook price, was only worth $700
million. Oh.
So they're spending 2 Instagrams. Huh. $1.5 billion they're spending on on this. But remember,
money.
Microsoft is, as you pointed out, John, is dominant in Windows, is still dominant. And I think that for Windows users, this is actually a compelling product because you get Office 2013, you get a desktop. I actually think that the tile interface is very innovative and great. I love it.
Yeah, I'm mixed on it. You know, when I show it to people, they're mixed. But I met a guy who bought Surface and waited in line and actually went and bought it. At the Ritz the other night, and he said he bought it because they support AutoCAD better than the iPad. He has a lot of
devices. Don't know if AutoCAD will run on the tablet, but
he says you can open the files and do some editing, which you can't do on the iPad. That's what he claims. Now I'm going to be at Autodesk in 2 weeks, so I'll get their whole story. But
what do you think?
That's
Shannon?
An example that's an example of this Windows specific user who's an enterprise user, and there's apps and things that if Microsoft gets them built, will keep people on the Windows 8 platform.
I don't think that it's far from perfect. In fact, it shows there's a fly on me. Now it's me.
It's a fly in here. Apparently, this fly has been in here for weeks, according to the memos.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's right on your thing. Slap it. Hit it.
It's Harvey. We have a name for him.
Well, you should get him here.
He's been here so long.
Get him with
here,
this
let
thing.
Me hit him with a Frickin phone.
Late.
Here.
Share.
The foam finger does not have enough.
It's the fickle finger of fate.
The foam fate. What was I saying?
By the way, Tim Moore just said on Twitter that I'm at a 9.2, and he says I need to dial it back. Is that my energy level or the loudness?
You're perfect. Don't change a thing. You are the Scobalizer, and we love you just the way you are, baby. I think it's not perfect. It's not fully cooked. There are some weird things, like, for instance, to rearrange the tiles. It's much easier to rearrange the tiles on Windows Phone. On this, you have to press it, hold it, drag it down, and then you can drag it over. It's not completely intuitive. There's little things like that need some work. They're not polished. But on balance, I think this is very innovative. It's very different, and I think people will get it. I don't think it's – you know, what's hard to get is on a mouse. A mouse and a keyboard on a desktop, you have to have touch. And I think if you're going to get Windows 8 desktop, you should get a touch screen, even if it's a desktop computer. Doesn't touch kind of intuitive and natural?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I've just been playing with this for like 5 minutes. And you this feel is like you understand it? Touching it. Yeah. You just got to figure out, like, there's a couple of off-screen ones to bring on, like, the charms, right. I think they call
them. The charms. You figured that out. You swipe and from the bezel. Yep.
Swiping from the side to bring up your different tabs.
You figured this all out, see? Yeah. It's fairly intuitive.
It's not intuitive in the least.
Out. Well,
yeah, you can figure it smart. Out. No, she's figuring it out. That's not the same as intuitive.
You know what? You had to figure out the first time you used iOS, you had to figure it out. The first time you used a Mac, you had to figure it out. The first time you have to figure. These things are not.
You have a desktop.
Yeah, there's an actual desktop.
That's cool.
And every website is different. We don't complain about that. So
what I do like is it's a lively user interface because the tiles are alive. So it scrolls through your messages or tweets or pictures, and it feels friendly and alive. I think it's a very friendly desktop. I like it.
Okay. I'm glad you do.
Isn't it friendly?
Yeah, and it feels. I wouldn't say intuitive, but it's new and it's fun.
Don't give it to somebody. Don't give it to a friend. All those dirty pictures that you have on there, scroll through.
There's dirty pictures on there?
Yeah, you naked.
Of me naked?
I didn't see
those. It was horrible.
Here we go. This is the, this is the photos. This is Twitter. I'm just showing for people watching the video stream. You can get right to the desktop. There's a desktop button, or you do Windows key D. Shannon found the charms very quickly. Let me go back to the, this key has been less responsive. I don't know what's going on. That's a little bit what worries me is the build quality.
Yeah, it doesn't work already.
Yeah. I was able to, on the desktop, I was able to make the icons not work. I had to restore the icons through a fairly laborious process. But she's talking about moving these charms over. This is pretty cool once you figure out what's here to slide them over. I don't know. I think it's lively. It's friendly. It's pretty inviting. It seems fairly intuitive and easy to figure out.
They like it.
I like the start screen. I think this is look. Here's the point. It's innovation.
Mm-hmm. How's it innovation? What's innovative about it?
It's taking an established franchise, Windows, and moving it into a touch world. And I think that's important.
But compare
it's completely
that to,
new for them,
Leo. Compare that to my Twitter app on my Mac and how often that moves. I just don't like the tiles. I played with Windows 8 a lot this summer, and the apps just aren't the best. You know, it's great for somebody who is a casual user of this stuff, but I'm always in Facebook on a browser. I'm always in Twitter on my phone. I'm always using apps. I mean, I love, all sorts of different apps, from Foursquare to Angry Birds to Twitter to Facebook. And I'm never in the app launcher. Like, what did you call it, Dvorak?
The slot machine.
I'm never in the slot.
But Robert, are you on a desktop computer or a tablet? What are you using?
It depends where I am in the house.
I'll
tell you what. If you're using an iPad, that whole iPad interface is the launcher. Mm-hmm. That's all you get, and all you get is a matrix of icons. You don't get anything, right?
I'm never there.
You don't live in that. You're living in a desktop? What are you living on?
No, I live in the app. So the
okay, so you've got Twitter going, but that's all you can see is Twitter going, right? I mean,
no, you switch back and forth. You can do the five-finger thing over to another app. I mean, I just don't use the task switcher that often. I mean,
I see what you're saying. You don't go to the home screen ever.
I don't use the home screen that much. I mean, I'm doing my email on a plane.
I think you might use the home screen more with this, don't you think?
I mean, I think so.
You might want to live there more because it's a dashboard more than an array of icons.
Yeah, because you also get a lot of information on there, too.
Right, exactly.
I can switch between apps like this. Look,
Yeah,
you can't do two at one time.
You want me to do that on this? I can do that. You just go like that.
You guys like 2 12-year-olds.
You go like that. I can do that. What else can you do? What else? Huh? What else can you do, Robert? You so smart.
Well, get Google working on that.
No, you can't do that. Sorry, there's no Google on this.
Thank you.
And by the way, there won't be any Google on iOS either in about 5 minutes.
No, that's not true. I talked to YouTube yesterday. They're coming out with a new iPad app in 2 weeks. They already have plenty
with of Apple's
apps.
Approval.
Well, yeah, but Apple's going to approve that stuff.
Only because they have to, not because they want to.
No. No, Apple realizes that if they're going to keep me buying stuff and not going to Android, they better provide the best experience. This is a free world now.
Why doesn't Microsoft allow me to use Google?
I have a Nexus 7 right here, baby. And if Apple wants me to buy their devices, they better support what I want to use, which is YouTube and Gmail and Google Maps. And if they don't support that, they're going to
Let me point out something.
Wait.
Google hasn't written a YouTube or Google search app for Windows RT. They're going to have to do that. They say they are doing that.
Well, you can't just go to a browser and type in Google?
Yeah, and you can do that, but...
Well, that's how you do it anyway.
But the default search is Bing, and the default map is Bing, which I would expect.
I have Google Now. The reason I like the Nexus is it has Google Now. It tells me all sorts of stuff about my next meeting and the weather and all sorts of stuff. And that is just going to get more and more and more ahead because Google is much more open to developers. It lets developers talk to the dialer. Developers can talk to the Wi-Fi radio that they can't do on the other two platforms.
That's where Android has a huge advantage. I agree.
And I'm switching my mindset from being an Apple fanboy to being a Google fanboy because of that openness.
Yes.
And if Apple doesn't get a freaking clue.
And it has nothing to do with the glasses that you got the special deal.
No.
The glasses are going to be yet another example of this.
I'm just kidding.
The glasses are going to hook into your Android phone, and they won't work with Windows. You know, Google's never going to work with Windows really well.
Oh, look.
Google begrudgingly support Apple because they have to because so many users use Apple.
So if you go to, thank you, chat room, getyourgoogleback.com. Google has Google on Windows 8. Get the Google search app. Put Google on your start page. So, in fact, Google has responded.
Will it work on the RT, though?
Yeah, I'm sure. Oh,
try it out.
I don't see anything happening.
On the Surface RT, is there a really killer Facebook app? There is on iOS now. They rewrote it from scratch. It's all Objective-C with a little bit of
HTML. Somebody says it works on their
RT. I'm sure it'll work.
So, can I look at all my lists? Can I do the things I need to do to be an advanced user on Surface RT?
So your argument is that both iOS and Microsoft are too closed, that the future is with Android.
I'm in agreement with Scoble.
I don't disagree.
Well, we're
Shannon,
just three.
It's down
Shannon,
to you.
It's up to you. We're going to have a majority here, majority
it
opinion.
Took me,
the thing
it took
I like
me
about iOS
years.
Is that it just works.
Right. Well,
she's on those fence.
Shannon, believe me, I have bought, $12,000 worth of Apple equipment. All right. I'm an Apple fanboy. I was first in line for the iPhone four different times now. I was first in line for the iPad. I love Apple. I agree with you that it works. And that's why I've resisted Android until lately. The Nexus 7, the Jelly Bean OS finally gets.
I agree. Jelly Bean's amazing.
It's still crunky in places, but it's
a lot better and it's a lot smoother.
The difference between it and iOS is this much, where it used to be this much,
with you. Yeah.
And next year, if that trend line continues, next year they're going to pass by it in all respects: market share, openness, fit and finish. They hired, one of the top guys from Palm who, stole.
Oh, there you go. That's who you want designing your stuff.
Matthias, right? He runs the butter team at Android right now, and he's going through Android and making it that fit and finish better.
Yeah.
And everywhere I hear from the ecosystem, Android is coming on strong. So this is something for Apple really to worry about. And I hear they are worrying about it a lot. They just don't have Steve Jobs anymore. And so they have to come up with some idea of what to do in the future to differentiate itself.
You agree with John that $329 for an iPad mini is just, it makes them non-competitive?
No, I don't think that's not competitive. I mean, the Surface starts at $500, right? So is the Surface at $500 not competitive?
I
think $329 keeps them in the game. It doesn't lose too much market share. But I think John is keying in on something, that Apple is focusing too hard on margins and not hard enough on keeping the bleeding edge user hot and bothered.
And that will be the end of today's show.
No, it will not, but we will take a break. John C. Dvorak is here. ChannelDvorak.com, Dvorak.org/blog, and, of course, the fabulous show without an agenda.
It's called No Agenda Show.
.com.
.com. We have it on. It's on, actually. If you didn't know this, but I'm going to have to tell you.
You're waiting for me to say, now on Twice Weekly.
Yes, exactly. For some reason, you think that's the funniest thing ever.
It cracks me up.
Yeah, I guess.
I just love it. Also, Shannon Morse is here from Hack 5.
Yes.
The Tech Feed, youtube.com/techfeed. Your new show is going to be called?
God, I'm all over the place.
Yeah, you're working too hard.
Threatwire. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Not Rottweiler.
No.
Threatwiler.
No, that would be the dog detective's thing.
I want a Threatwiler. Can I get a Threatwiler?
I want a Papillon.
You can have my Papillon.
Okay.
There you go.
That'll be the day.
And she is our newest producer and host for Before You Buy, our product review show. Maybe you could review something. I'm going to review the Windows RT Surface on Tuesday. No, you can keep it if you want to play with it, or John.
Take it
no, I'm good.
No. There's actually a fight. There's been a fight in the studio for that.
I think I had a really.
Yeah, people really want to play with it. I am.
It's really cool.
I cannot help but be impressed by it. I have to say.
Well, it's a nice. It's well made, although flimsy.
At the same time,
so it's hard to say why that is.
That's something the iPad doesn't do. Look, I can turn it always.
Yes.
Yeah, which is good. By the way,
you can turn it always. Our show today brought to you by, and Robert Scobel too. Our show today brought to you by Stamps.com. If you are done going to the post office, then you really need to know about Stamps.com. Perhaps you thought the state of the art in postal service was the Pitney Bowes that you got. No. That postage meter? No. You lease in that? You pay for the ink? Is special ink? I always thought you had to have special ink like the post office machines use the... No, you don't need... They just charge you for... You'll save like 80% by going to Stamps.com using your printer, your computer. You don't need a special ink. You don't need a postage meter. You buy stamps whenever you need them, whenever you want them at Stamps.com. And you know what? Stamps isn't even the point. I think they should change the name because, you know, you're not putting stamps on an envelope anymore. This Stamps.com will print the envelope with your logo, with the postage address. It pulls the address from your QuickBooks or if you're an eBay or Etsy or Amazon or PayPal seller. It'll take that data right from the web page. If you're doing international forms, same thing. So prints the mailing label for the package. And we're going to show you how to get a USB scale. Means you don't even have to guess on the price of this postage. You just put the thing on. It prints it up. You never use more postage than you need. You always have exactly the right postage. Go to stamps.com. Wait a minute, Chad. I know you've got stamps.com. And there's the scale, and that seems like a great deal. $80 bonus offer, $25 free postage. But that's not good enough for our audience, Chad. I wish there were something we could do to really improve that offer. $80 doesn't seem fair. Why don't you click the radio microphone that says, heard about us on a podcast, and enter TWIT on there. Let's just see what happens. Press the go button. That $80 offer. Whoa! Look at that. It's now a $110 offer. You get more free postage. You get the digital scale. You get the supply kit and the four-week trial. I want you to try this. If you're not seeing my strange face. Do I look strange on that picture to you, Chad? I look old and tired. You know what it is? I look like a senior citizen.
You look humble.
Humble. That's one way to put it. Humbled. A little touch-up. I need some Photoshop on there, don't I?
You look great.
Get the wrinkles, whiten the teeth a little bit, put some brown back in my hair. Anyway, go to stamps.com, click the microphone, enter the offer code TWIG, ignore the bad picture of Leo, and try that $110 bonus value. $55 in postage is a good deal.
It's a steal.
Stamps.com. We love it. We have two accounts because we were fighting over the scale. So there.
Huh.
You like Papillons, huh?
Apparently so.
Papillon's like
and
you.
They like me.
You know what? He is a big flirt. Veronica, same thing. He just he likes the girls.
Yeah.
He just hops up on their
laps. I wonder where he got that from.
You know, he's quite a flirt. See, it doesn't work for me in the same way. Oh, there he goes. Hi. Ozzy the Wonder Dog.
He doesn't want to be famous today.
Have you played letterpress, Robert? Are you playing letterpress? Shannon, are you
playing
letterpress? No, what is letterpress?
Game Center.
Yeah, that's the game Lauren Brichter came out with.
Yeah, right?
Does it only work in Game
Tweety?
Center?
Yeah, he invented Tweety. Twitter bought it. He worked there for a while. Twitter killed Tweety. It was the best Twitter client on the Mac side. But he's a good programmer, and he didn't give up, and he wrote this thing called Letterpress, which is a really fun word game. But it uses – you're playing against real people. It's kind of like draw something with a Scrabble kind of a thing. And it uses Game Center, and when it came out, which it did, I think, on Thursday, you couldn't use Game Center. It broke Game Center.
Hmm.
I don't know if that's a statement about how great this game is or a statement of how bad Game Center is. But anyway, fun game. Highly recommend it.
We should have put it on Squarespace.
You now have to, yeah, you should, exactly. You now have to have, like, every platform, because there's one thing on every platform that you want, right?
Yes.
What's your Android pick? I think you, I like, I really like the Google app that is a tour guide as you wander around.
Field Trip?
Yeah, Field Trip is called.
I took it off.
Because it kept bugging you, didn't it?
Yeah, constantly pestering me.
And you get to Petaluma.
And by the way, there's a building that was torn down in 1850 where they invented a new form of buttermilk. This formula's been lost. I don't care.
I love that.
I guess John hasn't figured out how to
you can shut it up. Yeah. So you can explore frequent notifications about cool stuff, feeling lucky. Or turn it off. See, you don't have to have it.
I turned it off, but I erased it.
And then there are a lot. It shows you movie locations, restaurants. See, like American Graffiti was filmed 350 feet from here.
That's cool.
You know that? Yeah.
Oh, right. Fascinating.
So imagine you're walking around with the glasses and you aim at a building and it tells you something about that building.
That's exactly
and
what
then
I was
you run
thinking.
Into the building.
This is made for glass. This and Google Now, which is part of Jelly Bean.
Yeah.
Which I also really like because it keeps track of what you search for and what you're interested in. So it knows that I care about the Giants. So it's telling me the Giants won yesterday. I could swipe that away and it won't come back.
You didn't hear that on the internet.
Well, you know, don't you check scores on your phone? I mean, isn't that one of the things people do?
No, with Google Now, it just tells you whether you're checking them or not.
Exactly.
Using Siri last night asking it the score, and it was quite accurate, by the way.
Siri's good that way. Siri, you can say, like, how are the Giants doing? And it will tell you, like, just like that. So these two are in competition, which is great. That's good for us.
Yeah, it means we'll get better stuff.
Yeah. 79 degrees in Petaluma right now. It's unseasonably warm.
It says 77 on this device.
Really?
Yeah.
Microsoft's a little behind.
Which one is wrong?
I don't know. Really? It's going to 83.
I don't know. If you got a weather bug, they have a crowdsourced weather system so you can get...
That's a good idea. It's like Waze for weather.
Yeah.
Waze. By the way...
It says 79.
Oh, it does.
Bam.
Bam!
No, it says 75. 77.
Oh, now it says 77.
It's changing on the... How is it changing
it
so quickly?
It
doesn't say 79.
See?
It says 79 here and then it says 70.
And then you open it and it says 79.
Did you know that this phone has a barometer in it?
Really?
No.
Yes. I don't know why.
That's more advanced than Apple, too, by the way.
Yeah, I don't... But okay, yes. But why? It could also have, I don't know, a tire inflation meter in it, but why?
People like to know the barometric pressure.
For the skiing app, you need to know the
elevation.
Altitude.
Elevation.
It's really difficult to figure out.
It helps you with the maps, with elevation.
Yep.
Chad Johnson, ladies and gentlemen. Smart boy.
What other ones have barometers?
I think it's the only phone with a barometer, to my knowledge.
If you're in New York now, it tells you there's a big-ass storm coming.
Yeah, by the way, our word to everybody on the East Coast, in case you didn't know, there's a big-ass storm coming. Scobel told me. This is the crowdsourced weather show. I do hope you're all okay and take care and do pay attention to your local emergency officials.
So is there an app that shows you the barometric pressure?
No, but you could write one.
So in other words, there's a barometer in it that does nothing?
Well, they didn't give you an app.
Huh.
You know, you could put weather. What's that?
Likely.
Likely. Power outages likely all over the East Coast from Burlington to Washington, D.C.
Jeez.
That means we better end the show soon because they're not going to be able to watch it anyways.
Well, you know, we actually, Joanna Stern was going to be on the show. She out of New York City, and she had to cancel the last minute
because of the storm.
Because of the storm.
Yikes.
Did she lose her power?
No, she's going to high ground.
Now you know how
she's in New York City. She's going to building. High ground.
She had to join the newsroom.
She had to work.
Yeah. Yeah.
She works for ABC.
That's a good reason.
It's more fun to say she was.
So she can be out in the storm with the wind blowing and people saying, I'm out here on the wind. I'm on the storm.
By the way, Amazon, obviously everybody's scared about everybody else. Apple's scared about Android. Microsoft's scared about Apple. Amazon was a little worried about the iPad mini, so much so that you saw the competitive comparison they put on the front page. But Jeff Bezos was talking, actually it was an Amazon spokesman. Talking about
Amazon, you said Amazon.
Amazon spokesman Drew Herdner. who said, interestingly enough, Wednesday, the day after Apple announced the iPad mini, was the biggest sales day of for the Kindle Fire to date.
Hmm.
And up three times week over week. And this is according to a statement he mailed to All Things D. Now, the interesting thing is the supposition is that people were waiting to see the iPad mini and how much it costs. This might confirm what you were saying, John. And
the same
said,
thing happened with Samsung, by the way. When the iPad 5 came out, Samsung S3 sales went way up.
Now, the storm is going to cancel Google's announcement tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, no.
We didn't know what they're going to announce anyways.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I'm kind of disappointed because it was going to be interesting to watch how they responded to Apple's head-to-head comparison against the Kindle 7.
They should have done it in San Francisco like Microsoft did.
Yeah. It's so weird because Microsoft had their announcement on Thursday in New York. They're coming here on Monday for the Windows Phone 8 announcement. And then Google slipped in an announcement a couple of hours before Microsoft's announcement.
Can't they just call all 40 journalists in the industry to Larry Page's office and have a chat? I mean, come on.
I guess they could. So the invite said the playground is open. Join us for an Android event. Apparently, and this may be apocryphal, but I was told that the venue where Google was going to have this is now an evacuation center. Yeah. So probably a good idea not to have the event there.
Well, they could still have it and just talk to everybody.
Talk to the refugees. Hey, refugees. So a couple of things interesting. We kind of knew that they were going to up the memory in the Nexus 7, or give you more memory for the same amount of money. So the 32-gig Nexus 7 expected to sell for $250. That does now make it more competitive in ways against the iPad mini. Supposedly, some sources say a $99 tablet. Wow.
That'd be good.
And maybe an 8-gigabyte Nexus 7. Also, a new phone, a Nexus 4 smartphone, which would be from LG. Apparently, somebody left it in the bar. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
When does that not happen?
Do engineers like beer a really lot?
But do they at least... how many people are leaving phones in bars? That's what I like.
Must be a lot. You go to bars... you see phones flying around.
You're making her out to be.
I don't know.
You go to bars.
I
figure John and I don't go to bars.
Not much.
Yeah, so, I go to bars like all the time.
Really?
Somebody says, Web8823 says the Nexus Galaxy has a barometer in it.
The Nexus Galaxy.
This has a barometer. Phone here.
Well, check the barometric pressure.
So Siri? What's the barometric pressure?
No? So
it's upside down. That's the problem.
According to Wired, a Google engineer left a Nexus phone, the new Nexus 4, at the 500 Club. A bartender found the phone. It didn't have a SIM card. It had a Google logo on the back and a not for sale sticker. And Dave, a tech-knowledgeable regular...
Why would it have a not-for-sale sticker?
Well, you don't want to accidentally sell this prototype phone, I guess. I don't know. You know what? Should it say? Should say something like, this is a prototype phone, federal law prohibits.
Exactly. So this phone was planted.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, so
the interesting thing is the reaction Google had. So Dave figured it out. He called Google headquarters and said, I have your phone. If you ever want to see it again. No, he didn't. He just called them.
I have a gun to it.
And apparently, Google sent a security team. It was not nice about it. See, what I would do is, oh, gosh, thank you so much for finding our phone. I would like to give you $500 and a free phone if you would just, give this to us.
But instead, they worked the guy over.
They threatened him.
I feel like this is a bogus story.
I believe you might be right,
How
Chad.
On earth do you call Google?
Yeah. How do you call Google?
Operator,
get me Google. Give me Google.
actually, there is a number, and you can find it by Googling. I have found the number.
Yes, 1-800-THUGS.
No.
There was apparently a riot.
Well, I tried whistle.
According to Wired magazine, the Brian Katz, Global Investigations and Intelligence Manager at Google. Don't want to mess with that guy.
Oh, there it is.
Ex-Mossad. Right? There's the number. Let's call Google. 650-253-0000.
Do you want to prank him?
Yeah, let's do it. Prank him.
Let's call him. John, you want to take...
Sure.
All right. John's good at this. We'll just call Google for a moment.
Put the number in the chat so I can call it.
All right.
If you're serious.
Get it.
650...
Wait. I got to get to the phone thing that we do.
1-800...
There you go.
No, 650-253-40s. And say,
so this is a Yahoo answer.
I have
so...
your phone. No, no. Let's not prank him. That, I don't want to do that. That's dangerous.
I was going to say, you know, I'm Rachel with Account Services.
Huh? That's good. Did you know that your car insurance is about to lapse?
Yeah.
So reportedly, he actually sold Wired Magazine pictures
good.
Of the phone.
Good for him.
Google said, don't show anybody.
Yeah, it's just all publicity. I'm not buying any of it.
Anyway, it's apparently a quad-core Qualcomm 1.5 gigahertz, yada, 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 with a barometer.
Is it shaped triangle with a triangle? Was there anything special about it, or is it just another phone?
Like it's the pyramid.
It's a
pyramid
phone.
By the way, apparently these were some of the pictures taken on the phone. This is the bartender, I guess. He's a good-looking fellow. He wanted to get a modeling gig.
Vignetted a little bit. Looks professional. This is a
Here's the answer.
Yeah.
Hold on. You know the extension of the person you would like to reach.
Yeah, thank you for calling.
I have your phone!
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't work. Anyway, so Dave sort of freaked out, according to the bartender. Google lost a phone. You just got a guy fired. The Google police are coming.
Google police?
After that,
there's a thing.
Then Dave freaked out. The knowledgeable guy who called Google, he freaked out. He said, started texting. I probably shouldn't have shown it to him. Anyway, it's
what would anybody say that you find a phone?
Right. That's
it doesn't have any rules on it. It's just a phone, a crappy phone.
Can you do a Liam Neeson impression?
No,
because okay. That'd be good. If I have
your phone.
I don't know if you know me.
You can't do one either,
you
apparently.
Don't know me.
I know. I can't
know
do
you.
It. I can't do it. Let me see. I got to play it. Liam Neeson taken, right? That's where he does the thing. He talks to the bad guys.
Yeah.
Well, do you see Vic Gundotra taking all the pictures with the Nexus 10 on vacation?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Here's one of his pictures. And the XF. Says Nexus 10.
I gotta find Liam Neeson.
Huh. On the phone.
Oh my! Oh, he's dangerous. He's
what
troubled.
Happened? Did Scoble fall over? Oh, there he is.
Where's the phone call? Come on.
That didn't sound right.
I gotta find taken phone call. Here it is. Boy, you know this YouTube is pretty cool. You could find almost anything. Here we go. Here's the scene. Is there profanity in this?
I don't know.
You can cut it out later in post.
This is what you do.
I don't know what you want. If you're looking for ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a very long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you.
Okay.
I will not pursue you.
I think we can replace daughter with
but if
phone.
You don't,
yep.
I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Oh, my God. Whoa.
I think that's what we should do. That's Dave Katz from Google. the Google police.
The Google police.
Brian Katz, I'm sorry. Google Investigations and Intelligence Manager. Thank you very much.
How about them keeping the phones on their person? And why would anybody be walking around with this phone with no SIM card? It's got no SIM card. It had no SIM card.
Hey, well, you know, it's a good way to meet girls.
Have you seen? Hey, look what I got.
Have you seen a new girl?
No, you don't even know.
And girls would just fall all over themselves if you told them you had the new Google phone.
A Google exec said,
I think most would walk backwards slowly.
I have seen your Google phone.
Have you seen
so
it?
So cool.
It's got a barometer. let's get high and see what it says.
Are you happy to see me, or is that a Nexus 10 in your pocket?
Oh.
Well, that's the most interesting thing that Google supposedly would have been announcing tomorrow is a new tablet, a new Nexus tablet with higher resolution than a Retina display.
Mm.
Retina Plus.
Wow. Count me in. We'll be giving them away.
We've just really lost all the energy on this show. I think Liam Neeson just sapped it.
Liam Neeson scared us all.
He scared me. I'm scared now. I know. I have special skills.
We need to do a dance.
You will die. Let me tell you about this tablet. I'm just looking it up here real quickly because this is going to blow your mind, John.
Yeah.
2560 by 1600.
Okay. All right.
In 299 pixels per inch.
I was hoping it was 4K.
Dual core 1.7. Well, that's more than high def. Front facing camera, 5 megapixel rear camera. It would be a Nexus 10. Dual speakers, see?
Are they going to sound good, though?
NFC, 16 gigs of storage. The real question is what they'll charge for it. What will be the price?
It'll be cheaper than the iPad.
Subsidized by advertising.
$499 says Whistle on the chat room.
No. $299. What about $299?
That would be great.
For that kind of resolution.
Yeah.
Subsidized.
I don't think they're going to afford that.
It's mandatory Google Plus account.
So when you look through the Google glasses, can you like look at, is it like augmented reality? Could you look at something and it would tell you like what it was?
That's the idea. It has a camera, so Google Goggles already does that.
And when I look at somebody and I'm supposed to know who they are, but I don't know who they are, will it say, that's John Dvorak. You worked with him for many years. Would it do that?
That's unclear because they're going to run into privacy concerns there.
I
think both Google and Facebook told me they're just not willing to go toward the face detection until somebody else does it.
So a third party could do it.
Absolutely. We already have, we already have things like Highlight that show us people within 100 yards. Did you see this app, by the way, called Home Snap?
No, tell me about that.
So
I'm sick of apps. There's too many apps.
No, well, that's okay.
Aren't you sick of apps?
There's only like,
it's like there's another app every day that's going to be the next big thing. There's 750,000, and I'm sick of them.
All right, let me take a picture of this house.
Meanwhile, let's see what he's got here.
All right, let's see. Hold on. Could be cool.
So you take a picture of the house across the street, and it tells you
how... Oh, this is creepy already.
It's already creepy. It tells you how much that house sold for and what it's worth.
That's Zillow.
It's Zillow.
Yeah, but it does it off of a picture. So imagine you're wearing Google glasses. You look at a house and it tells you how much it's worth.
I would love it if, like, as you walk around, little price tags are around everybody's head.
Sounds like a Fight Club.
Yeah. It actually sounds like Demon. It sounds like that would be cool. I liked, you read the book Demon, right? Daniel Suarez's book. And in that book, and Freedom TM, its successor, I can't remember if you wear glasses. I think you're wearing glasses, but you'll see everybody's reputation score floating above their head or what they're worth.
So it's like a clout.
Yeah, or what their house is worth, that kind of thing. I think that's the kind of thing we're going to see with Google Glasses, don't you think?
It's disgusting.
We don't need that information.
We don't want to know.
Yeah, I don't want that information.
You don't think so?
All right, I'm going to tell you in a moment why it was a very bad day for South Carolina.
They won in that game.
Yeah, well, they lost in the game of life, buddy. I'll talk about it in a moment. But first, a word from... wait till you hear this clip. It's so depressing. But first, a word from FreshBooks, the cloud accounting service for small business that's going to save you time. It's going to help you get paid faster. If you think about all the time it takes to create invoices, to deal with the paperwork, to keep track of who owes you money, accounts receivable, that's one of the toughest things to do. And if you're on your own, you don't have somebody doing it for you, let me tell you, you need FreshBooks.com. I started using FreshBooks in 2004, and it really made my life a lot easier. They have a new iPhone app that is so sweet. You could track expenses, track hours, time and hours, turn the hours into invoices on the phone, send the invoice from the phone. Your clients can view the invoices online and pay you right on the spot with a credit card, which means you get paid faster. I swear that really works. And your accountant will love you around tax time because your records are organized. Big difference, let me tell you. I love FreshBooks, too, because they're nice. They're friendly. You can call or email customer support. You'll get a person and they'll respond right away. If you want to send physical invoices, they will print them, stamp them, and mail them for you at an additional fee. I want you to try FreshBooks for free. If you're in business for yourself or you're a small business, this is the kind of thing you really need. FreshBooks.com. If you sign up right now, you'll get 30 days of unlimited use. All the features, clients, staff, everything. No limits. Just sign up at FreshBooks.com. And when they ask you, Say, oh, yeah, I heard it on Twit. And that would be very nice if you do that. FreshBooks.com joined 5 million users who have been sending and paying invoices for many years at FreshBooks.com. Free for 30 days. All right. The governor of South Carolina, Nikki Haley.
First of all, I want to thank y'all for coming today. This is not a good day for South Carolina.
Not a good day for South Carolina. What do you think happened?
A storm.
Don't look. A storm.
All their emails or their private databases got hacked.
Listen.
And, what I will tell you is this is one where a lot of people have come together to fix a situation I wish we never would have had.
But no, there's no fix, by the way. Wait till you hear what the situation is.
South Carolina has come under attack by an international hacker.
South Carolina has come under attack by an international, not an American hacker, mind you. Not one of the nice American hackers. No, this is an international hacker. And listen to what he or she, international hacker, probably somebody named Vladimir, did.
In that South Carolina Department of Revenue and SLED were notified that a server that warehouses all of our taxpayer information was breached and taxpayer information was stolen.
So let me tell you, there are 4.6 million people in South Carolina. 3.6 million Social Security numbers were released to the wild.
Wow.
387,000 credit and debit card numbers that have been used to pay taxes in the state of California were released into the wild.
South Carolina.
South Carolina. South Carolina. What did I say?
California.
Oh, my God. That would be a nightmare. South Carolina. That's right. So 3/4 of South Carolina's population. Now, there's good news. If you live in South Carolina, they're going to give you a year's free identity theft protection service from Experian. So all you have to do is go to protectmyid.com and redeem your complimentary membership to the Protect My ID Alert service from Experian. So that's good. That's the bright, that's the bright side.
Jeez.
Oddly enough, apparently none of that stuff was encrypted on the server. Just sitting there. You know.
Seriously?
That's pretty typical.
It is?
Why are people still doing that?
No, they don't think anyone gives a crap.
The lack of security in a lot of places is appalling. I mean, how many people listening to this show still use lame-ass passwords and don't change them very often and use the same password for every service?
I agree. But I think this a state
most
that
people.
Is collecting Social Security numbers and credit card numbers has a fiduciary responsibility to its population.
They yeah, might they would,
but try suing them.
Just yeah.
Maybe. The Good problem luck. Is a lot of people are not very educated, and these people get into power.
I love it that the governor says we're going to fix this. By the way, no, you can't.
Look at some of the. Well, look at some of the statements from people who are on the National Science Committee. You know, it's just appalling that the kind of. Mentality that goes on in government.
Yeah. It was
you
know,
if you put it this way, if you're really a smart hacker or somebody who can build stuff, are you working at government?
No, right? No.
No, starting a startup.
Yeah.
You know?
That's true.
I love.
Or you're working at Rackspace or Google or Facebook or. You know, Twitter.
Knox Harrington says they had very good security.
Pay you more than
they had very good security. It was in an Excel spreadsheet called "Totally Not the Social Security Numbers of Everybody in the State of South Carolina."
Right.
.xls.
That yeah. works.
Yeah, it was very. It was yeah. state of the art.
And it was password protected with Guy Sex Love. God Sex Love.
No, I like Guy Sex Love. That was good.
That one's good.
Facebook reports 3/4 results. Billion people use Facebook every month. 600 million of them now use mobile devices every month. That's, you know, 60%, right? People who use our mobile products are more engaged, says Mark Zuckerberg, and we believe we can increase engagement even further as we continue to introduce new products. And did they make money? Yeah, they made some money. Net income in the 3/4 of 2011 was $227 million. The net income in the 3/4 of 2012, they lost $59 million. But really, seriously, it's going to be okay. Because mobile, people are more engaged and will give us more of their money.
You know, the right. funny thing that right. I don't see how mobile's going to improve anybody's situation.
Well, apparently, it didn't because, improve Facebook's.
Because there's not enough real estate on these little devices to really put a lot of ads.
That's the problem. Yeah, you have to figure out some other way.
Like,
now, you can buy physical gifts on Facebook now. That might be a way they can make a little money. FTD.
Becoming
followers.
A middleman for gifts is not...
Did you see that a Bulgarian man bought 1.1 million Facebook email addresses for $5?
$5.
Scoble's showing us all the
ads. Is that how you use... Oh, yeah. This is the new thing, by the way. That's the new thing. I see that every time I go to Facebook now.
Yeah.
Sponsored likes.
I hate that.
I really hate
that.
It
takes up so much space.
Everybody hates it.
And it's on your mobile. It's exactly as John said. It's like you have to scroll down the pages
to
the ads before you can see any content.
And they're usually they're places that I might have gone, but now that I saw them advertising for it, I'm like, I don't want to like you anymore. Yeah.
I unliked 800 pages in the last week, and my feed got dramatically better. By the way, if you like, let's say you like Starbucks and they buy a sponsored ad, that's how they're doing that to get increased reach. Because if they don't do that, they'll only get seen by 10% of the people who are following them. So what Facebook did was increase the number of those sponsored, not just those sponsored likes that I just showed you, but sponsored things. So I unfollowed anybody who's a big company, and my feed got dramatically better.
Well, but wait a minute, Robert. It says right here, Robert Scoble likes My Energy.
Yeah, Tell me about that.
Do you get paid for that?
You're getting the big bucks?
No, I wish.
You get nothing.
Well, then, because you're exploitation? My
friend. Yeah, I thought that
this
they didn't illegal.
Get sued
Isn't
over this. Illegal?
Now, let me look. Hold on. My Energy, you said?
Yeah, so it says pages, you may like.
Yeah.
And then one of them is Facebook stories because Gina Smith likes that. This is the ad. These are sponsored.
I just unliked it.
Good, unlike them. Robert Scoble likes My Energy.
Not anymore.
I'm actually watching my friends' feeds to see all the stuff that I'm getting forced to advertise. I actually don't, you know, me and you argued about that before, that you get paid by endorsing things and you see that as an endorsement that you're not getting paid for.
Yeah.
Me, I see it as a distribution for my name. So all my friends, like you just saw my name, that gets you.
Well, that's not,
heaven forbid, we've never heard of Scoble.
I can't go to Facebook without finding out what Robert Scoble likes. Apparently now Robert Scoble and Thomas Hawk like NASDAQ.
Hey, you know, I like NASDAQ. Rackspace is on NASDAQ.
Stop liking things, Robert, and maybe I won't get ads from you.
I unliked 800 things over the last week, so you'll notice fewer and fewer of those. And I'm, by the way, I built a list of 1,600 startups, which is really, really fun to watch. And that's where I'm going. I'm taking all those likes from the big companies.
Right.
Like in fact, let me unlike NASDAQ.
How do you unlike people?
Here, let me show you.
You have to go up to the top. You go
to NASDAQ.
Or wait, no, your likes.
There's a likes list.
You ever use this, Leo? Ever use this product?
What is this thing? Here it is. Here's my likes. Okay. And so I like Justin Bieber.
And you have to click into the page and unlike
it. I like Metallica. Clearly, somebody has hijacked my page.
Here's the page for NASDAQ. So you just told me about NASDAQ. And you click on the like. On the like, and then down here there's unlike.
So the real problem is.
There you go. See you later, NASDAQ. Sorry.
The real problem is that you don't know what you're seeing, mm-hmm. what your friends are seeing, because it doesn't ever show you, right?
Right.
So you have to like have a buddy system where, hey, Shannon, would you tell me if my name shows up in your Facebook feed?
Yeah,
as
and
an
I can
ad?
Tell you what I see, but you
and
won't
then
see it yourself.
I won't see it because I don't know.
Yeah. I've just been unliking any big company on my likes page, so.
Well, I'm taking Justin Bieber right off that list.
And I just unliked all the movies, and I'm going to go to TV stations next because it limits you to 5,000 likes. So I want to.
Oh, no.
How did you find that out?
Horrors.
How would you find
Because I got
out?
To 5,000 likes.
5,000? Why do you like so much stuff?
Well, look at my feed. I like. Let's see. Red Laser's a startup.
Okay. I like Red Laser.
How do you keep up with all that? Because don't they start spamming your newsfeed?
No. These are startups. They have no money to sponsor anything. You know.
I like Buttermilk Sky, internet phenomenon.
Yeah,
that's a goat.
Like here's Circa. Circa's a new news app.
What did I like a goat?
Internet phenomenon. What?
I don't understand.
Onward to the next topic.
All right.
Angry Birds.
Angry Birds. No, but there's some things I like.
American Idol. I like American Idol.
So,
I like out. You know?
And Facebook, by the way, responded to this breach of $5 breach and said, Facebook's investigation included contacting the guy who bought this Bulgarian Shopov and asking him to send them the data, delete it, and remove his blog post mentioning his purchase.
Yeah, because that's definitely going to take it off the internet.
He actually
TV stations I like, Leah.
Hey, we're off the topic.
There you go. There you go. I like that. By the way, I think I deserve a little. I don't want to gloat. I'm not going to gloat.
Okay.
A little victory lap, though. Is that okay?
No, but go ahead.
Because you know, G4.
Let's just play a house ad and then get it over with.
You know, I wonder what's coming up. No. We're going to do the house ad in a second. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, you're welcome.
But I did want to know that G4 is now moving away from tech. They're canceling. And actually, I'm sad to hear this. X-Play, because my friend, what's her name?
What's her name?
Morgan Freeman. Morgan Fairchild.
Freeman, yeah.
No, what's her name? Morgan Webb. That's it.
There you go. Your pal.
Close personal friend. And no, I love Morgan Webb. And so I guess she's out of a job. And Attack of the Show, which I'm really glad to see it canceled, because that was, you know, their fake screensaver show. Mm-hmm. So, bye-bye. I'll tell you what. Just to give you... then there's that. There's American Ninja. There's Cops reruns. There's Attack of the Show. There's X-Play. Or you could have watched Twit this week, and this is what you would have missed.
Huh.
Last time on Twit. Twit live specials.
They use it in places they never imagined, in manners they never have before.
Oh, what's that? That looks like a smaller version of the iPad.
I think that's an out-of-scale iPod.
No, that's a Galaxy Note.
Who called it iPad Mini?
The Mini.
Did they actually call it that?
You were right, Sarah Lane.
Before you buy.
Buy, try, don't buy for the 27-inch Shimian monitor. I'm going to say buy. I am really glad that I personally purchased this monitor.
Windows Weekly.
Houston, we're going to dock.
Do it together. Ooh, it snicked.
Do it again.
So that's the touch keyboard docking.
I'm going to let go of it.
And we've now done exactly the same thing that Microsoft did on purpose by accident.
Know-how.
If I go up on the roof, it might be better.
Yeah. So
why does it say danger on here?
Because if you were going to put that on the roof, you might have it might attract lightning, so you have to ground that properly.
Twit, now with half the calories.
Thank you to Jim Cutler, who's a great voiceover guy.
What is the 8 bow tie doing up there? What's the point of it?
We were showing you how to get HDTV over the air.
Can you hit? Well, I do that.
Really?
But
yeah. Free over the air HD. It's better HD, too, than the compressed
dishes. Yeah, no, I know. I get over the air. But could you hit the Mount Sutro with that thing?
Not well on the roof, maybe. I wasn't able to get it. I was able to get the Santa Rosa public broadcast.
That's it. It stinks.
We're in a dead zone because we're an hour north.
With an 8 bow tie, you should be able to hit Sacramento.
It's pretty.
Did you try Sacramento?
We'll do an 8 bow tie. Is that
what you got there?
That was an 8 bow tie.
Yeah.
Well, we should try it again.
Well, aim it at Sacramento.
I was afraid of getting electrocuted. Sacramento, not south.
Try both.
Go this way.
But take a shot at it.
That's a good idea. Yes, it's a know-how. It's our latest know-how. We show you how to get free HD over the air. And, you know, he found a great site, better than Antenna Web. What was it called? TV Folly or something like that, TVFolly.com. Mm. It was really a good site. No, that's not it. Oh, I can't remember. You have to watch the show.
TV.com.
TV Fool.
Really great site for finding your, what stations you can receive and what the signals are. It's amazing.
That's cool.
Oh, it's a great
signal
site.
Signal analysis tool.
Yeah, it's really good.
I need to do that.
Highly
recommend. Comcast just canceled. They made everything digital in the area
yes.
that I live in.
It has to be encrypted.
So I lost my CW. I was so upset. No more Vampire Diaries.
What are you
Diaries.
Watching? Vampire Diaries.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I do that show Bike Club.
You're on Bike Club with Eileen?
Eileen, yeah.
And is Veronica on that too?
No.
No, it's Eileen, you, and...
Me, Linfu, Josh.
Linfu, that's right.
And Stephanie Chu.
So it's for people who like vampires.
Yeah.
I like to get bitten.
Werewolves, zombies.
Yeah.
We don't necessarily
and
like
everyone
getting
in the audience will get to bite her later today.
What's the best vampire show out there?
Oh.
Show?
Or anything. Movie, show.
Okay.
If I wanted to get introduced, if I had never heard of vampires and I wanted to get introduced to the whole subculture of vampirism, what would I, what should I, Buffy? Twilight?
Ooh.
I mean,
Buffy.
What should,
Buffy. I mean, that's a classic.
That's a classic.
Yes.
Buffy.
I'd say Vampire Diaries, but yeah, you probably wouldn't like that.
I read it's the Anne Rice books. I like the Vampire Lifestyle.
Awesome.
Those are good.
Yeah. We're totally off topic.
Angel?
Oh, brother.
True Blood's pretty good.
Hey, let's get awesome. Back to the
Island, though.
Oof. Tech news.
Oof.
It's one of my favorites.
Oof. Netflix says Amazon is gaining and HBO is coming. Basically, Reed Hastings said, we're in trouble. This is kind of depressing. I like Netflix. Don't you love Netflix? Who doesn't love
Netflix?
I watched four seasons of Breaking Bad on Netflix in
yes.
a week.
Yes.
Yes. Awesome.
That's a little too much to watch. That's that's not good for your brain. Letter to shareholders.
It was like doing meth, man.
Yeah. letter to shareholders. I guess they have to because they're a publicly held company. They have to tell their shareholders this. Amazon is starting to make a headway with their Prime streaming. That's actually, Amazon streaming is pretty good. It's mm-hmm. pretty much the same stuff, right? And if you're yeah. a Prime member, it's free. So that's a good deal. Netflix says that despite denials by HBO and Time Warner, they believe that there will be web-only versions of both Time Warner and HBO, competing directly with the pay channel via an a la carte web offering in the U.S. They yes. did it in Sweden, right? Gosh. HBO Go was in Sweden, even if you didn't have a cable company.
I want that so much.
What, Sweden?
HBO.
Yes, Sweden.
HBO Go.
HBO web only.
Without like, having to pay for a cable
for
bill.
That.
You bet.
I would happily you pay bet. For it.
Zynga chose the Apple announcement to fire a bunch of its staff. That's smart. If you had something, if you had bad news... If you you know you were caught having sex with an intern, the best time to do that would be during an Apple announcement, right?
That would be my
guess.
That's
when I do.
Yeah. That's when you do.
5% staff reduction, 13 game closures. See, nobody heard Yikes. About it. The Ville, apparently. Did you ever play The Ville? I didn't play The Ville.
What is The Ville?
It's another one of them, you know,
one of those Zynga
farming games.
Yeah.
Apparently. They're significantly reducing their investment in The Ville, sunsetting 13 games that are older. Why is Zynga not doing well? They were on top of the world.
The games don't have really interesting characters.
They're
cartoony, they're lame, and they're copies.
That's why I play...
I guess that summarizes it.
Simpsons Tapped Out.
I told Mark Pincus this. I said, you know, your games, you need to go to Disneyland and study, you know, what Pixar does with character development. They don't have any characters I care about.
Yeah.
And
you haven't
until they do.
You haven't lived until you've had Homer Simpson say push notification on your iPhone. I swear to God, it's the funniest thing ever. But
how much have you played of this game? Like well, how many hours have you put in?
Well, I just started playing it. It's only a few hundred, but it could go on for quite a while because it's the Simpsons. So it's the Simpsons, it's Springfield. So what happens, the plot is that Homer has blown up Springfield through inattention. He keeps playing with his MyPad. And so there's some zombies you have to squish. You would like
sweet.
This. That's for Halloween. So you have to rebuild Springfield. And so there's the Quickie Mart. And, you know, all the characters are in it.
Don't you rebuild
this
with
happens
donuts
a lot,
or something?
Though. You have to, cannot connect to server. Maybe if you hit retry. It drives me crazy. All the games do this. I don't know what. Anyway, very addictive. Very addictive.
You put any money into it?
Exactly right. Because they have these Simpson kids. No, you can buy donuts. And I refuse to buy donuts. Look at this. This is where the money is.
Well, after listening to Gibson go on and on, I can see why.
So you go to the donut store. Look, you can stay, you know, you could cheap out. For $1.99 you can get a dozen donuts. Or
for $100.
Real American money, you can get a boatload of donuts. 24.
What do you mean
bucks.
$100?
$100 American money.
What good? What are you talking about? You mean telling me that I'm going to give them $100?
You then, give them $100.
I get some bogus virtual donuts.
Yes. Yeah. And but
what
then,
kind of an idiot would do that?
Apparently, quite a few. Or maybe not. Maybe that's why Ziga's in trouble. Are you raising your hand, Robert?
I don't play these games.
I just want to. Well, there's some things you can't do. Like, okay, see, if I had 80 donuts, I could build the Aztec Theater.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Or the Duff Brewery, 190 donuts.
Nice.
So hack it instead.
Oh, could you help me with that, Shannon? Because I really would.
You could try.
I want to save money on donuts. This is really good. Otto, you get Otto, and he crashes the school bus, and he just stands out there drinking. It's actually really
it's
good.
It's riveting.
But it's 120 donuts, and
it's
I don't want. So you have to earn donuts. But donuts you earn at a glacial pace. Like I have, you want to know, I got 3 donuts.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's no good.
I play Instagram. That has real life, you know?
No. But it doesn't have Homer Simpson and Ned Flanders in it.
You never know.
See, because it's Halloween, people are coming around and they're TPing my trees. Yeah. Oh, that's fun. It's a good game.
That sounds like real life.
There's Cletus going through the dumpster.
Something's on fire.
No, that always burns. That's the Springfield Tire Yard.
It's always on fire. Even in the show.
Well, that's what's great. If you're a fan of the show, I think this is smart. Now, they probably pay a lot of money to Matt Groening for this, but you hit the nail on the head. This is much more compelling in some weird way than it would be if it were just some strange, you know, vill. I'm sorry.
You're driving us nuts, Leo.
You're watching it, though. That's what's interesting. You're actually watching it.
Well, I'm actually waiting for TV Fool to come out with loading terrain and transmitted.
Oh, by the way, we broke TV Fool. It's still down?
No, it's not down. It's just the loading the terrain and transmitter database.
So what happened
when I
showed TV Fool on know-how, it went down almost immediately. That's real life.
That's my kid in a Halloween party.
That's Milan in a time lapse.
I thought it was too much coffee.
That's Ryan there.
Oh, Ryan. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And this is other people now. So
what time lapse app? What time lapse apps do you use?
This is Light with 2 T's at the end of it, and it takes a picture, 10 pictures every time you push the button, and you can scrub through the pictures like this. It's really, really
Did
pretty.
Did you just
cool.
have an explosion in Half Moon Bay?
No, I'm doing fine.
What was
I
that?
Heard that.
That was you, Leo. Whatever thing your computer.
I think I blew up Springfield.
Something big happened.
Oh, I should have bought those donuts.
It was just a really cool app. It was boosh.
Anyways, that's Light. LIGHTT.
I was going to show because I got the new GoPro camera. So GoPro Hero 3. Oh. That's what the sound is. It's the GoPro video.
Is that cool?
They've really updated these cameras. You know, I'm going to Australia after next week, and I wanted an underwater camera.
You're going to Australia?
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
I'm going to the Great Barrier Reef.
Oh, you're going to go to New Zealand and visit the South Island?
No, it's a cruise, so I'm just going wherever the boat goes.
Oh, it's one of these cruises. Yeah, that you're going to be speaking at
yes,
the
cruise. Yes, it's a geek cruise.
What do you say at these things anyway?
Not much. I sit down, I say, let's talk, you, me.
You should do about an hour of stand-up.
It's just like Twitter. I do 4 lectures. I'll do a lecture on social media for business, social media for personal, how to do your own multi-million-dollar internet broadcast operation, and then something else.
Huh.
The others.
Fascinating, huh? But we're going to see a total eclipse, John, because there's a total eclipse down there.
If there's
there.
No clouds.
You
no,
can take
but that's
pictures
why you're on
GoPro.
A boat, because you sail to the clear skies.
Just like that.
Just like that. The captain plans ahead. He gets a map. He says, that is Dutch. What will happen tomorrow in the morning for the eclipse? And then the guy.
Is this going to be anything like the Antarctic trip that
you
made?
Yeah, that was a good one. Wozniak and I stay. Now, that made me mad. Okay, so this was another one. Yeah, we were in South America. And for $1,500, they would fly you to Antarctica and you'd wander around, take pictures of penguins. Woz was on a bunch of others. And we all suited up for 40 below weather. We thought it was going to be very cold. And then they do a whole drama where a guy comes out and says, oh, no, we can't go there. The weather's not good enough. I said, well, have you ever gotten there? No, we've never. They have never made this excursion. But don't worry, because we've got the plane. We're going to go somewhere else.
And where was that?
It was some national park. It was actually beautiful. But it wasn't Antarctica.
Huh.
But Woz, and this is what gets me, I'm for the rest of the day sweating in Antarctic wear, wandering around this this place. Woz strips down to shorts. He's wearing shorts under his Antarctic stuff.
Oh, good for him.
He's a smart man.
I think a guy who thinks ahead.
Thinking ahead.
Yeah. The GoPro camera rocks, though.
This new. Have you tried the new one, the 3?
I don't have it. It was developed 200 yards from my house, but
I'm excited.
It's a third the size.
It's tiny.
Are you going surfing or anything like that?
I'm going.
It shoots at 120 frames a second, so you can do these super slow-mo kind of things.
Yeah, I'm going snorkeling the Great Barrier Reef, so I got the underwater housing, the reason I thought of it does time lapse, so it also does super slow-mo and time lapse. That's cool. You know what's going to happen though? I'm gonna shoot all this footage. And then I'll never get around to doing anything with it.
You don't have time. I'm surprised you have time to take these.
Who edits all their home video? Do you do that?
No way.
Nobody. You don't. We just take these pictures.
I do.
Really?
Well, I don't even take videos anymore.
Yeah.
I don't edit my videos. That's why they're long and boring.
Now you have to tell us what we don't know.
Somebody said, I can't remember who, and I wish I could, that this is the beginning of history. Because unlike, you know, you can't see what Abraham Lincoln looked like, but we will now know
we have pictures from Brady.
Yeah, but not, okay, that's the closest you can get. But from now on, we're going to have lots of video of everybody.
No.
Always.
No? I refuse to have my picture taken.
No one will know. 100 years from now, they'll say, what did John C. Dvorak look like? No one knows. No one has any idea. You should get a very highly idealized portrait painted of you, and then people think you look
like
that.
I went to the Autodesk operation, and we had a meeting, and I sat in their 3D thing. You know, Autodesk is the leader right now in making...
You played with 123 Catch? There's an app.
There's a bunch of stuff they've got. But
it's
anyway.
On the iPhone you and the iPad. You take a picture. I do it. I can get a 3D model of your head in about 5 minutes.
Well, they have this array of cameras. You sit there and you push the button. Right. And
this thing, you take the pictures, and then it makes a 3D app which you can upload. A 3D model which you can upload. It's really amazing. 123 Catch, it's called. Free. Yeah.
123D Catch.
123D Catch?
Yes.
Yes, you're right. 123D Catch. So I should make a 3D model of Shannon. You think?
I don't know.
Well, maybe after the show.
I might break your camera.
No.
There was the old line, break the camera.
Number of self-published books, tell JS this, up 287% since 2006.
Wow.
Everybody's doing this.
Yeah.
Because why would you use a publisher? What do you gain?
Nothing, actually.
Nothing.
You lose money.
They take your money.
Yeah.
Especially
when you signed the dummy contract.
Yeah, we talked about that. Last year, 148,000 print books were self-published. 43% of all print books published in the U.S. last year were self-published. 87,000 e-books. Why would you even do print? I don't know.
To hand them out at parties.
I still buy print books.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people do.
Paperbacks or...
You know what's weird is now, ever since I bought my Kindle, I buy more print books now. Because I've started a collection.
Did you write this,
Leo? And that's one of them.
I'd like to give you this as a token of our appreciation.
Have you read it?
It's called The Diamond Club by Patricia Harkins Bradley.
I don't want to read anything.
It's a powerful, powerful book.
This book you have to read.
Who's that autograph?
I have to read this book. Why?
Because it will change your life forever.
The 4-Hour Body. Oh, Tim Ferriss.
I'll take it with me.
Are you doing
this? This is why you get a paper book so they can sign it.
Are you doing the 4-Hour Body?
Robert, let's see that again.
Let's see your body.
Yeah, look at my body, man.
Yeah. It's wow. You're beefed out.
What is that? Four hours of potato chips.
You have no idea.
Well, Leo's in a roll today. He's going to Australia.
Yeah,
he doesn't care.
All you have to do is ask Siri the barometric pressure, and it knows.
Okay.
Thank you, Marcia. Let's see what's coming up on the week ahead. Mr. Tom Merritt is in the Twit News Center.
Hey, thanks, Leo. Here's a look at some of the things we'll keep an eye on in the week ahead. Monday, October 29th, big day as the Windows Phone 8 launch event. And Microsoft promises they've got new features to unveil at the Windows Phone 8 launch event. Tuesday, October 30th, EA has their earnings. The Sony PS3 Slimmer $300 model with a 500 gigabyte drive and Assassin's Creed. Feed will be available.
Revolution.
Also, EE4G opens for business in the UK, and the Microsoft Build Conference kicks off. Wednesday, October 31st, GameStop will sell the WikiPad gaming tablet for $499. And Thursday, November 1st, Yelp and LinkedIn have their earnings. NTT Docomo's translation WikiPad app launches. And Facebook has a press event about gifts. That and more will be on Tech News Today, so keep an eye on it. Back to you, Leah.
I'm telling you, that's their big strategy is physical gifts.
That's so weird.
Who's I don't this? Get it. Facebook.
No, that's not going to work.
It works for me.
Well, that's because you're just soliciting gifts.
You're welcome to send me a Starbucks gift card any day.
All right. Have you seen Steve Jobs' yacht? This is one ugly mofo.
Wow.
So you may remember at the end of the biography of Steve Jobs that Walter Isaacson wrote, Steve said he was continuing to design the models and architectural drawings for a yacht. As expected, Isaacson wrote, the planned yacht was sleek and minimalist. The teak decks were perfectly flat and unblemished by any accoutrement. As an Apple store, the cabin windows were large panes, almost floor to ceiling, and the main living area was designed to have walls of glass that were 40 feet long and 10 feet high. Good for a boat, don't you think? He'd gotten the chief engineer of the Apple stores to design a special glass that provided structural support. It was being built in Holland. Of course, Jobs passed away before it was finished. He even said in the book, I know it's possible I'll die and leave Laureen, his wife, with a half-built boat, but I have to keep going on it. If I don't, it's an admission I'm about to die. The boat is done. Wow. And it's different looking, I got to say. Notice, though, on the bridge, it's got six 27-inch IMAX. That's how the navigation. I don't know. What do you think, John? Are you a connoisseur of fine boat flesh?
Not really. I mean, I've seen a lot of these boats. Look at the butt on that boat. Yeah, it looks
kind of... It doesn't look streamlined.
No. Well, the back doesn't have to be, but still.
It looks like a big box.
It's boxy.
Yeah.
Anyway, I mean, I'm
sure it's luxurious inside.
John, we'd take it out for a party, wouldn't we?
Oh, yeah. In a minute.
Well, I wonder what'll happen to it. I don't know if Jobs' family will keep it or if they'll sell it.
Sell it to who? It's a white elephant.
People don't remember, by the way, that John threw the best Comdex Comdex or Windows World parties in Vegas.
Oh, no. Everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Were they on a boat?
No, I never did. Well, I do one on that boat.
That'd be awesome.
I never liked boat
parties. You know why? Because you can't get off.
Yeah, because they always take off on you.
Yeah,
and next thing you know, you're stuck on the
four
party.
4 hours with Dvorak. So
oh,
I got
You know, you're just being mean. I'm taking two boxes of meat.
All right, take my meat.
Oh, come
please.
On, guys. You got to save me some.
There's four boxes total. So you get one, John gets one,
and he's
get one.
Turned into a vegetarian, so he's not going to eat any of this stuff.
No, I eat more meat, not less. You're supposed to eat more meat.
Oh, that's because that's Gibson's theory?
Yeah, more meat.
Just red, right? Red meat?
No, you can eat any kind of meat.
Does it make you just talk about your diet all the time because you can't really do anything else?
Exactly. Negative side effect is you have to tell everybody what you're doing.
Yeah,
I got an email from Paula. Thank you, Paula. This is great. Leo often comments when he's doing the Audible ads about his high number of audiobooks in his library. It's over 500 because he's such a fan. I just wanted to let him know I checked my library. I have 1,688 books. I think I have him beat up in a member almost from the day Audible started and love their service. Paula, thank you. 600. She's number one. I hate flies in the studio. What is
the worst
thing
you can
have? Studio?
They're horrible because they keep gravitating toward where you know,
right.
They're a
they
bunch
see
of
the lights.
They're media whores. They want to be out there and look at me.
Well, you might like this, Shannon. It's Shocktober week 4. All 150 plus monster books are on sale right now.
Cool.
At audible.com. Do you ever listen to Audible? This week it's ghosts. Last week it's werewolves, zombies, vampires were week 1. Do you ever read, listen to audio?
I'm just about to, since I'm taking that huge commute up here, so.
It will save your life. That's how I got into it, is because I was driving to San Francisco every day.
A lot of people listen to noagendashow.com for when they're long commutes.
How much does that cost?
Yeah. It's free.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you download it from the internet?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's on iTunes, too.
That's quite a concept.
Yeah, I know. We're way
ahead
of it.
Do you talk about vampires? Because that would be awesome.
We will if you're going to listen.
How long are those shows, just out of curiosity?
2.5 hours each.
Oh, they're long.
Wow.
I was feeling guilty that we'd go for 2 hours. 2.5 hours?
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel so bad.
Twice a week, I recall. Yeah, twice a week.
Are you thinking about a third?
Yeah, we were.
But it's such a good thing. Twice is so perfect.
I think two times. Is this 5 hours a week?
A lot of no agenda.
Yeah, that's a lot of info.
Half of it's sound effects, though.
No, very little of it.
Really?
Yeah, it's mostly dense content.
Dense is
what
the
word. What do you mean? What are you spitting? Right. What are you
hit the nail on the head, John.
Spit take.
Inadvertently.
Come on.
You know, I'm excited because Rod Stewart's autobiography is out.
That would excite you.
If you think I'm sexy and you want my body, come on, baby, let me know. Right?
I understand you've memorized all his lyrics.
That's just, but you know, Rod does not read it, but a guy with a posh British, let me just listen. He sounds like Rod. This guy.
Mistake. Definitely some kind of oversight in the family planning department.
Oh, dear. I don't know if I want to listen to more of that. Ann Wilson and Nancy Wilson, the Hart sisters,
yeah,
have a new book, Kicking and Dreaming, a story of heart, soul, and rock and roll.
Huh.
They narrate this. It's rock and roll, but it's also sci-fi. It's also horror. It's also history. I read a lot of history on Audible.com because I'm trying to get smart, like my friend John C. Dvorak. There's teen books, too. It's a great way to introduce kids to reading. Believe it or not, listening often gets them reading books because they kind of get... My son has now read about 5 books on Audible.com. He just loves it. He's a little dyslexic, and I think it's easier for him to listen. He says it's easier for him to listen than it is to read. Turned, book 1 in the Vampire Journals.
Yes!
Is that a good book?
I don't know, but I'll read it.
You know, I'm reading a Cloud Atlas right now, because that new movie, I want to see. Has anybody seen that movie yet? Anybody seen it? I'm dying to see it.
No, but lots of my friends said it was awesome.
Yeah, it's one of the Wachowskis, right? Lena Wachowski directed it. They said it was the book no one can make a movie out of. Anyway, that's available. So here's how you can get 2 books free. All you got to do is go to audible.com/twit2. iPad, iPhone, even the Windows phone it works on. They've got a great Audible app for Android, iPhone, and Windows phone that lets you listen to any book in your library. Once you bought it, it's yours to listen to forever. Pick 2 books. You get 2 credits if you go to audible.com/twit2. And then, even if you're already a member, I've got a great thing for you. audible.com/Sanderson. I've just started listening to this, and I love it. It's a novella called Legion. And it's really cool. This guy hallucinates all these characters around him. Only he sees them. But it turns out he's a great detective because they have all this different insight into stuff. So he's talking to them. Nobody else sees him. And they solve mysteries. It's actually really cool. Legion is the name of it. Brandon Sanderson. And that's free to anybody. You don't have to join Audible. Or if you're already a member, you can get it for free. It's 2 hours. It's a great listen. You're going to love it. Audible.com/Sanderson. Just a little thank you gift from Audible. And thank you, Paula, for sending us that email. That's great. Audible.com/twit2. 2 books, and then get the 3rd for free. I think we're done. Is there anything else we want to talk about in the news? I'll give you all a last call.
Go Giants!
Go Giants! That's why we're done.
So who
by
are they
the
playing
way.
Now?
The Giants. Another team.
Ah, that makes sense.
No, it's the fabulous. In fact, I feel bad because I love the Tigers, and I feel bad because I think Detroit needs something exciting to win. The Lions lost today, but they're going to lose tonight. And it's gonna
no, the Lions won at the last minute.
The Lions win at the last minute?
I think so,
they
yeah.
turned that around? All right. Then go ahead, Giants. Whip Detroit.
I could
just
be wrong.
Whip them. Just but kill them dead.
I thought they won.
Like that fly. Robert Scobel. There you go. Look at that. Look at that catch.
Ooh.
That is giant. Now, all pictures and descriptions of this game are copyrighted yeah. Major League Baseball and may not be reproduced, transmitted, or
there's fair use. Come on.
There's unfair use also, and I don't know which. You know, get blocked on YouTube for that. Some Brazilian media company keeps saying we are stealing their content.
What?
There's no Brazilian content on our show.
Doesn't make any sense.
I think it's a scam. I think they just want to put ads on Twit.
Yeah. Huh.
Thank you so much for being here, Robert. Let you go
thank
watch
you
the
for
game.
Having me.
The Scobalizer, yeah. Rackspace.com. Where are you going next? What's your next thing? You're going to France for Le Web, right?
Yeah, but this week I'm in Phoenix to speak at Francine Hardaway's conference down there for startups. And then I'm going to Seattle for Techstars Seattle, which awesome. Has its demo day on Thursday.
Give Francine my regard.
This weekend we'll be in Napa for the music festival that's up there. But next weekend they have the film festival. And we have a tweet house, and there's a move afoot to to start an interactive festival in Napa as part of this. So we'd love to have you up there if you want to come drink some good wine next weekend.
That would be a lot of fun.
Good wine.
I'll be in Australia, but it would be a lot of fun.
Oh, well, you know, that's a little difficult.
Actually, I'm not leaving until Sunday night. I might have time to get up there. Thank you, Robert. Thank you, John C. Dvorak. ChannelDvorak.com for all of John's enterprises, including his Market Watch, PC Mag column. What else do you do? You got No Agenda Show.
NoAgendaShow.com. Dvorak.org/blog.
Are you ever going to bring Cranky Geeks back? Because that was a great show.
I don't know.
We should have you do that here.
We should do it here or someplace.
Well, I would like to.
It's a live show. It requires a studio. It's a thing like you
can
do.
I think we can handle that.
You have, and meanwhile, we can watch the Giants sweep tonight.
I think it'd be exciting.
And that'll Giants be that. Sweep.
And thank you, Shannon. It's so great to have you as part of our Twit team. We really appreciate it. Shannon Morse, she's at Snubs on Twitter.
Yes.
At Bike Club, you do that with Eileen Rivera.
Yeah, bikeclubshow.com, hack5.org, and Hack Tip is our other biweekly little 5-minute show.
And soon to be on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/techfeed.
Yep.
Can't wait to see
that. That's right.
Threatweiler.
Rottweilers.
Rottweilers. Threatwire. Threatwire. It's easy to say. Thank you for joining us. We do Twit every Sunday afternoon, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern time. Right now, that's 2200 UTC, and it will be, because we fall back.
Spring forward, fall back. You fall back and spring forward.
Right. Yeah. Next week. So,
spring, I don't know. The computer does it automatically.
So next week it'll be
That's how I do it.
2 o'clock?
No, we'll do it at the same time. I'm just saying UTC is currently 2200, but it'll be 2300 UTC.
No,
2100 UTC.
Or 23, one of the two.
You know what? If you live in UTC, would you tell us? Let us know, okay? It'll be a different time. Do watch live. If you can't watch live, though, or you somehow screw up the time, you can always get it on demand. We have audio and video after the fact at twit.tv of all of our shows. And do watch some of the other shows because they all deserve some attention. We got something. Chad does a show on Minecraft, you know, OMG Craft. It's awesome.
Ooh.
I want to give that a plug. What, you do that on Thursday night, Chad?
Yeah, Thursdays at 7-ish p.m.
Great show, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's all by himself. He's just standing there all by himself, and he goes like this.
Can you just play video games?
Just keeps going like this. It's a great show.
Like that? He's doing what?
Like that. He just keeps doing that.
Right?
It's really good.
Is that how you play Minecraft?
Yeah.
Oh.
Have you ever played Minecraft?
No,
It's a lefty, or is it a righty?
You can do whatever you want. Either or.
Yeah, Chad also produces all of our big shows, including this one. Thank you, Chad, for being here. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Another Twit
is in the game. Amazing.